Hello everyone, good morning from an early rise to all my Advent listeners around the world. Good afternoon from a bright side and good evening from a lovely day to all my Advent listeners wherever you may be or could be around the world. Welcome back to Early Seven Hola. It's been quite a while, I know, but I have to take apologies. It's due to unforeseen circumstances, trying to figure out some things and then working on new projects. Life is not meant to be stagnant. We need to move forward. Yeah, this morning I'll be talking about genuine clumsiness. I know a lot of you will be wondering what is your baby girl priceless underscore Helly Seven Hola talking about this morning. What does she want to talk about? Genuine clumsiness. I know a lot of people will be wondering what is this, but truly I was in a medical place some few weeks back, and then I got this inspiration from there. We all have different things going on around the world, but we do not take cognizance of them. We do not look at people from different angle and different perspective. We judge them based on our own view. We do not take people into recognition. We do not tend to care about other people. This morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you may or could be, I just want you to know that we need to take people into consideration. We need to devote much of our time into individuals. I know a lot of you will say you've never been let down. No, I have quite a number of times. And there was an adage I saw of recent that says, focus on yourself and then forget on people who do not appreciate your gift of love to them or whatever you have devoted to them. I know a lot of you will say, oh, that's quite interesting. Yeah. But be as it may or could be, that shouldn't deter us from caring for other people we've been let down by. Different individuals, we've been antagonized, we've been betrayed. A lot has definitely occurred, and then it has eaten deep into us that we tend to look at life and say, why am I doing this? But sincerely, we just need to look at other people's life and then learn from their own mistake. Like I will be talking about this morning, I said focus on yourself. You have done a lot for the ungrateful ones. Yeah, that's the word I wanted to make use of. You have probably done lots and lots and lots for people who are ungrateful, but that doesn't mean there are no other individuals around who need you, who need your gratefulness in their lives. Now, talking about genuine clumsiness, I would like to highlight the age levels in each individual, we tend to talk about adolescent, the youth, but that is not where I'm going to this morning. I'll be talking about from 0 to 19, we call them Denarians. I know a lot will say, you might have heard about it, and you might not have heard about it. From 20 to 29, we call them Vicenarian. While from 30 to 39, we call them Tricenarian. From 40 to 49, we call them Quadragenarian. We call them Quadragenarian because that is the level where you need to take cognizance of your life, because they say a fool at 40 is a fool forever. From 50 to 59 is Quinquagenarian, and 60 to 69 is Sexagenarian. Then we move up to 70 to 79, Septuagenarian, where they have actually made an impact in other people's life and even in their life. They've reached a standard whereby they just sit down, they relax, and they reap the benefit of their retirement years or hard labor in life. And then we individuals just tend to be jealous of them, because sometimes most of them are higher in level, but because of their hard work, they've invested so much in life, in their resources, and now it's time for them to reap that. From 80 to 89 is Octogenarian, while from 90 to 99 is Nonagenarian, then 100 to 109 is Centenarian. Then this last part is, I don't know if they are individuals, but definitely there are some individuals that are within this age bracket. And when I look at them sometimes, they are even agile more than people who are in their quadragenarian. People who are within 40 to 49 years. The last part is 110 and above, which is supercentenarian. When you talk of supercentenarian, oh wow, you need to cater for them. Now, I said Denarian clumsiness. Denarian clumsiness that I'm talking about, you all know what Denarian is now. It's the age bracket. And when I actually say clumsiness, you know what I mean by the word clumsy. You know what it means to be clumsy. Sorry, excuse me. You know what it means to be clumsy in life. It's a period whereby an individual is not composed. It's a period whereby the individual tends to be clustered up, to be lumped up. They do not know what they are doing. At times, they have this attitude in them that, let me say, they are not fully gathered. When I say fully gathered, I know that word shouldn't be used, because clumsiness is a way that denotes that you are not composed in life. You are not fully organized. Yeah, let me use that word. You are not fully organized in everything you do. I know there are some individuals within the 40 to 49 age bracket. Let me say from 0 to 49, who are very, very clumsy. From denarian to quadragenarian, they tend to be clumsy at times, just because they give a I don't care attitude to their way of life. But I'll be talking about people from, let me say, should I say 50 right now? Although some 50s are still, should I say, they still have hold of their lives. They are still sociable, they move around, they still feel like they are in their 30s. Let me pick it up from sexagenarian to super centenarian, which is from 60 to 110 and above. A lot of you would agree with me, quite all right, that this set of people could be your parents, they could be your relatives, they could be your co-workers, they could be anybody around the world. They tend to be clumsy when they get to that age because they have fully used their life to work, and then they tend to now look at life as if they are not getting younger, or there is no one around them, and they tend to do things on their own. Your parents are old. Everyone around you within that sexagenarian to super centenarian age are incapacitated. When I say incapacitated, they do not have the ability, they do not have the willpower to do most things like you can do, or like the denarians to the quadragenarians could do. They do not have that ego, they do not have that charisma again, because they put themselves into that situation of that condition. But you don't need to punish your parents or punish everyone around that in that age bracket for the deed they could have done to you. I know a lot of people tend to take their parents when they are old to an old people's home, and you think that's the best thing you could do for them. Before I go further, what really inspired me was that I was at a medical outlet few months ago, and then while I was there, I saw a woman. She was fully okay, let me say, a body composure, body language was perfect. And I was like, wow, this woman at her age still dressed like this, still young. She was with sunshades. But all of a sudden, I noticed she came beside me, and she was standing, and the next thing I heard was, I can't see. I was stunned. I was broken down within me. And then the next thing was for me to assist her, though there were many people around. And then the doctor around made a statement, and that got me infuriated, which led to this podcast. The doctor said, "We have warned Mama," in Nigerian language, that is, "We have warned this old woman, this mother of children." I wouldn't know if she has children, not to be coming alone. At that point, I was like, wow, all alone in this condition, in this situation. I was moved and I assisted her. It was that day I got to realize that people who are blind without their braille, they are very, very composed. They are very, very organized. They actually know each detail about where their documents, their information, and everything are. This woman amazed me to the point that a digital card for the medical hospital was in her purse, and she knows exactly where it was. But the one that amazed me the most was that the receipt for the payment and for her appointment was not in that purse. It was in her bag, and she actually knew it was in that bag. And then, after she had seen the doctors, she came back to me. And I was forced and privileged to ask her, "Where are your children?" I don't know if she's telling me the truth or she actually said the truth. But what she told me was that her children are not nearby. Maybe, you know, we Nigerians, we love to reside abroad. And definitely most of them are abroad. But at the same time I looked at it, how could all her children be abroad and probably no one to be around her, not even to give her an housemaid? And when she was going, I said, "Does she know where she's going?" She said she lives very close by and she could manage herself to get home. I was surprised. And when she was going, she was walking majestically, like nothing is wrong with her. At that point, I was moved to tears and I looked within me. Could it be that she offended her children? Could it be that she doesn't have children? I do not want to figure it out. But I'm still waiting for when I will be opportune to see her within that vicinity again. And that's what led me to this genuine clumsiness. Because I saw another woman who was incapacitated too. This one wasn't blind, but she had issues with her legs and she was using walking stick. I saw so many, and that changed my perspective and attitude to life. I saw another one incapacitated, and the daughter, could it be the daughter or the granddaughter or maid that brought him to the hospital, was not even concerned about him. And everybody was just shouting, "Why can't you assist him?" I felt bad, and I tend to look at it that when I myself actually get old to that age, may God help me. I don't know what to say. Because it's still it still baffles me how we take care of our old people, though they could have offended us in various ways. They could have aggrieved us in many ways. This podcast will be having a part two, because I want you to stay tuned, please. I just tend to look at it that they could have aggrieved us, and then we tend not to forgive them. Or probably we tend to run away from old people, because we have, some people will call it, what do I say now? Is it I have phobia for old people? I have phobia for so many things. I get irritated easily. Like I used to say, I said, I myself, in my past podcast, I've said it that I get irritated easily. But this made me to realize that I do not need that. I looked at the medical officials and I was like, wow, these people are doing a wonderful job. But they cannot always be there. Though some of them were emotional, some of them were cool, but some of them at the same time never give or give a damn to whatever these people are going through. The shouting, the nagging, the inconsiderate attitude towards them. And I pondered, and for the whole of that day, I was like, wow. Is this how life is? When you are being born into this lovely world, you see someone carrying you, you being your mother's hand, you see varying and various individuals come to greet your mom, your dad, and they will be willing to carry you. But when you get to this age and you have any ailment, you don't see anyone around. The same mother that conceived you in her womb, carried you for 9 months, is now going through this. Please, no matter what they could have done to you, no matter the grievance, I just want you to forgive them. They themselves will be, at times I look at old people when they were young, they were not the same person they are now. Their attitude then. And some, while they were young, they were very wicked, truly. And as they grow old and they get older, they become more wicked. It's not as if they tend to be. There are various vices that could have resulted or degenerated to that. It could be as a result of loneliness. It could be as a result of regret. It could be as a result of their incapacitation or whatever they are going through. But when you have a subtle mind and heart towards them, I think that will go a long way. I think that will tend to change their thinking, and then it will make them feel more happy. I would love to go in depth into this Jennerian clumsiness, because we need to reorientate ourselves. We need to actually bring ourselves back to reality that one day we are going to be in their situation or their position. I'm not saying you are going to have any ailment, but like I used to tell someone, I said that there are two things that an individual should pray for in life not to be taken away from him or her. Like in Yoruba language, one ojuni babara, that is your eyes, is the king of every part of your body. When you have your eye or eyes intact, I bet you we deal with no individual on earth can can take advantage of you, because they definitely know that once you can see, you can do things on your own. When you can move your legs as well, no individual can take advantage of you, because even when they neglect you, you can move around, even if it means crawling. When you have your hands, you can virtually do anything. But when these three things are not there, these three parts of your body are not there, then you are nobody. I implore you to please stay tuned to this podcast, because I will be coming out with part two shortly. A bright side, an early rise morning to all my hardened listeners around the world. A bright side afternoon to all my hardened listeners around the world, and a lovely evening to you. Please stay tuned for the next episode of Jennerian Clumsiness. Hope to see you soon. Thank you, and please do not change the dial. Love you.